On New York University Week, what is music and what is speech? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Chang, Leon Levi postdoctoral fellow, asks our brains to listen in.
How do our brains tell the difference between sounds that we experience as music and sounds that we interpret as speech? It might seem obvious that we rarely mix the two up, but the brain's ability to make this distinction automatically is actually quite remarkable. When we hear sounds, the auditory cortex handles different basic aspects of sounds. From there, the signals move to a specialized region for music or language, allowing us to recognize the melody as distinct from a sentence. But the exact mechanism of this differentiation remains unclear. What drives this distinction? The experiments in our study explored a property of sound called amplitude modulation, which describes how quickly a sound's volume changes over time. Previous studies show that the speech has a consistent modulation rate of 4 to 5 Hz, which means 4 to 5 cycles per second, while music has a rate of 1 to 2 Hz. We hypothesized whether our brain uses information to distinguish music from speech. To test this, we synthesized white noise audio clips with varying modulation rates and regularity. We then asked participants to judge whether these clips sounded more like speech or music. The result revealed a simple principle. Slower, more regular amplitude modulation rate, more typically perceived as music. By contrast, faster, irregular rates were mostly judged as to be speech. These findings suggest that our brains use basic acoustic features to help distinguish between speech and music. This discovery motivates new questions about our brain's efficiency and the evolutionary roles of speech and music, and may point to ways to treat language disorders.
That was Andrew Chang of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.